Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Baked potato saved my life.
Baked potato showed me the way.
What a good song.
Downloading.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
Here we go. Here we go.
With Jim Jim and Nobby.
What's up, fruitcakes?
Hello, everybody. How are things?
All right there.
Which is ourselves?
Yeah. How are you getting on?
Exciting here today on the podcast, on the show today.
Why?
Very exciting. Well, I won't spoil it for spoiler reasons.
Well, there's very good news if you like ice pops, especially retro ice pops. One of these ones that is will be revealed. Had little black bits. I don't know what the black bits were. I'd say people got fillings off the back of them. But man, they tasted good.
Yeah.
They were inside one of the bars, and a bar is now going to be made into an ice pop. Very cool. I see, not to get all heavy bananas on us, but Russia are about to, you know, this is the way you say it these days, unfriend other countries because of social media. They're about to unfriend Britain and America.
Oh, that's never good.
I don't know what that means for everybody. Right.
Yeah.
So, just putting it out there.
Well,
just putting it out there.
Look, maybe they'll follow everybody again.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Once Russia or Facebook or whatever don't start doing really weird things like putting up strange photographs of themselves now, that'd be grand. Like, I literally go on that particular social media thing once a week now. Facebook. That's all I need.
Facebook is very strange, isn't it? Yeah. The only thing that's stopping me deleting it is,
Facebook memories are good. I like time up.
Facebook memories. It's like I contact people through it sometimes.
I know it's good to.
Some people I don't have their actual numbers, but I say hello to them on Messenger.
That's always handy.
So that's about it, though.
Have you, let me ask you this, and everyone else listening, you know there's like a secret, there's like an extra layer of messages.
Where are they?
So if you go into your messages, your normal messages, and particularly, like, okay, this won't affect everybody, it certainly will for you and I. If you go into, you have a few different pages, right? You have a public page.
Yeah.
If you go into the messenger on the top right and you click switch account, you can select your other page and there you'll get messages from people on that account.
Yeah.
But also, if you have your Instagram, for everyone else, if you have your Instagram account linked to your Facebook and you put up an Insta story and you get messages, you could have loads of messages from your mates tucked into that folder.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I have mine linked.
So just bear that in mind. You know, you might have a message from an old school friend, a girl who wanted to tell you that she loved you and, you know...
Remember that story I told you?
Imagine I was sitting there and you really regret not saying it at the time and I haven't seen you in 20 years. Would you like to get married? That could be sitting...
Yeah, let's just do it.
That could be sitting in there.
Let's not think about it. Let's just get back together and get married.
Yeah. That could be sitting right in there.
Could be a job offer.
Or maybe someone you went to school with asking to sponsor a walk they're doing, even though you haven't seen them in 15 years, and they'd like some cash. So, I don't know.
Which is the best way to approach people for a job? Would that be LinkedIn? Because I don't really use LinkedIn.
I do know people that get approached on LinkedIn, yeah. They get messages.
Really?
Mm. It depends what field you're in, Jim. Like,
I know. But like, all I see on LinkedIn is people saying, here, look, here's the thing I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is kind of, yeah. Although it's slowly descended into, I've lost 12 stone since COVID, which is not really what it's for.
Okay.
If you've got a new job during COVID, probably more that. I mean, fair play to you if you have lost 12 stone. I'm not taking it away from you. I just don't know if LinkedIn is the appropriate place for that, you know?
And then people ask to be your friend on LinkedIn or you know, but you don't know them.
Well, that's the whole point. It is a networking thing.
Yeah, but you don't network with people you know, do you not?
Like
if Barry the Builder wants to be my friend and I don't know him, I've never...
That's a bit weird, yeah.
Yeah.
But
if it's somebody I worked with, you know, that's different.
Yeah, or let's say the normal job in finance, right? And some random in another finance house wanted to be friends with you. not because they want to be friends with you, but just so, you know, they might see, oh, what do they have experience in? I know people have got jobs from it. If I don't think you're talking about our own situation, Jim.
No.
But if...
That's more of a, do you want to meet me in a hotel?
Yeah. Not go upstairs, though.
No. It's all downstairs. So far.
Pat, you really want the job. But no, so if you're working like, yeah, if you're, I don't know, a civil engineer and another civil engineer, let's say CIS, go and have a look at you and you work in feckin' BAM. There's two construction companies.
Yeah.
Go me. You might, you know, it might be worth it that way.
I know one of the CIS guys.
I know you do. Or imagine you were a manager in Centra and Spar were looking for you.
Right, okay. You know? There'll be a turf war.
Yeah, well, it's a bigger pool then. There's more jobs than that.
Do you know where the big arguments happen? Pizza houses. So you get one place that's like there for years and years and they'll train somebody up to be really good at making pizzas and then they'll leave and
set up their own pizza house.
Yeah, and it's sometimes on the same road or next door.
Yeah.
And they use the same recipe and secrets that they've been taught. And then they all fall out and sometimes they call themselves the same name and there's legal disputes.
Or there's a fada where there isn't a fada.
Yeah. That's like the pizza world can get very aggro.
I love a sign under new management.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means it's better now. Yeah, that's what they're trying to tell you. It was bad before.
Have you really fecked all the management out and started again? Or is it just does it just look good outside? Under new management, the chicken fillet rolls are better. What's coming up on today's show, James?
Well, we have a very exciting... I can't tell you because I don't want to spoil it, but it's very exciting. Something happens that's very exciting.
Just a nice thing to happen to somebody.
It hasn't happened for a while and it happened today and it's good.
We'll give you an update on the girl, Nessa, who went golfing. So she did get to go golfing on Monday or Tuesday and they did something pretty cool for her.
We have some fake ads if you want to buy yourself a hen or if you want to get some Elon Musk aftershave.
Lord Farquaad in Shrek is a bit of an El Dirty Devil.
And if you're into the lollies that we're talking about and ketchup, we've got some news for you. So welcome along to Wednesday and thanks for listening.
That song, Little Too Drunk, Little Let's Go Home Together, says, and a lady listener of the show says it reminds me of Jojo, Too Little Too Late, which was written by Ruth Ann from Dublin.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that? But I wonder, did she write that song?
Yeah, no, you're onto something, Ella Henderson. Yeah, yeah.
Did she have any involvement? I think Ruth Ann wrote that song when she was about six.
She's very talented.
Because it's out a long while. Also after seven in The Weird and Wonderful, the soap star who is moved... Did I say weird and wonderful?
I didn't mean
to say weird and wonderful. Don't know, sorry. I mean, that's a subconscious thing. There's a soap star, a very famous one, who broke up with his missus last year, and he's now living in a camper van.
Right.
Which is nearly like a real life thing that's happened to him in the soap.
Yeah.
It's weird how that... And they've discovered a new type of octopus.
A new one? Well, that's brilliant. I love hearing things like that.
Yes, yes. I told you it was weird and wonderful.
It certainly is.
That's coming up after seven. And loads more. It's F104's the 28th of April.
Owen Murphy's gone, Arlene Foster's gone, Boris Johnson's in trouble. Did somebody catch a leprechaun and get three witches? Dublin's hit music station. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104, it's 10 past 7. Good morning.
Crack, Jack.
What is the crack, everybody? Are we well?
Are you okay? All right.
Got your punches down, pull out ready?
Yeah, I forgot about punches down.
I don't really do punches down.
You used to just go there for dance events. It's also for horse events.
Sometimes both.
Sometimes both. 100%.
DUP leader is on edge as colleagues pull the backing. This is Arlene Foster. There's
no confidence.
The DUP have no confidence, so they're pulling the rug from under.
One of the issues is they say that, you know, they haven't done a very good arrangement between Northern Ireland and England for the old Brexit.
Yeah,
some feel that they were left out of it by the Irish government. Not really their problem, but they're just some of the issues.
So it's looking very dodgy for her. It's looking dodgy for Boris Johnson. Other people are kind of confirming some of the rumoured leaked things he said. Other people are saying, yeah, I heard him say that.
These were about COVID last year that he apparently said we'll need to let it rip if it comes, if we have another wave.
Former Housing Minister Owen Murphy has opened up about the vile verbal abuse he received at his ex-girlfriend as well. Were also targeted as when he was minister. Like a horrific abuse. It was a very tough role to be having. For the best of intentions. That would be a tough one.
So I'm
no doubt the personal lines and the professional lines are blurred when you're a public figure like that. Look, I suppose you have to say it comes with the job, doesn't it? Doesn't make it any easier, I suppose.
Yeah.
Don't get into it if you.
Well, yeah, and he was sort of, you know, he was sort of. That was a tough gig to take on.
Yeah, they all are.
Yeah.
We wouldn't do it.
Flynn the dog has helped sniff out more than 800 grand's worth of cannabis at one of Ireland's busiest ports.
Go on,
Flynn. Revenue officers uncovered 40 kilograms of the drug at Rosslare, a Europort, on Monday after searching an articulated truck that arrived in from France.
Small enough, isn't it? It's only like 40 bags of sugar.
The search carried out with Revenue's mobile X-ray scanner and sniffer spaniel Flynn. He's a nice little fella, this. He's a cocker spaniel by the look of him. Led to the discovery of the drugs concealed inside the trailer's spare tyres. The man in his 50s was arrested and he was taken to Wexford Garda station.
Well, if you're driving a vehicle, you're meant to know what's on it. Whether you do or you didn't know about it, that's up to AC12 to sort out.
He was in like Flynn. Speaking of AC12, I've got a bit of a quiz for you later.
Oh, I do like a good quiz.
Oh, yeah.
So a woman in America called Karen, spells with a C because they're Americans, she was a big, big fan of Sabrina.
Right, what's the problem?
She had a tape. She had a... Before DVDs, there was apparently a thing called VHS.
What's that, Nobby?
I don't know what it stands for, Jim.
Wow.
And anyway, she's 52 now.
What does it stand for, actually?
I don't know.
What does it stand for?
I don't know.
Okay, go on anyway. So she has a VHS that she rented from a video
that she
library.
She rented, but
she
never returned it. Yeah, so like Extravision was the closest thing we had, and we had Chartbusters as well. And she now has a criminal record for felony embezzlement when she tried to apply for a new driver's license.
Oh, dear.
The crime was an unreturned Sabrina cassette.
It's a bit harsh, isn't it?
It does seem a bit harsh that it would get to that level, yeah.
You would have thought they would have written it off by now.
Well, in Ireland, they would guard and knock on your door. Maybe and say
for a VHS cassette.
You return that.
Sure, you couldn't even sell it on eBay.
Well, you mightn't find. Oh, I'd say you could sell this one now. Yeah, it would. It shouldn't get to the level where you can't get a driver's license because you have an episode of Sabrina at home.
What's the most trouble you've ever heard of somebody getting into?
From a small thing that escalated.
A small thing. So I know somebody who was caught on a train without their ticket and they were fined.
But that's a straight up offence, though.
Yeah, and then they got on another train without a ticket. And they were caught
again.
And they were fined again. And then they were caught again 3 times in the same day.
I think they put your name in online or something.
They were jailed.
What?
It was in Germany. They were jailed. They were brought to jail.
Oh, I wouldn't mess with the Germans.
No. But like doing it 3 times in a row, and like they were putting it into some kind of bip bip. It's like, you again.
Get into the prison. Yeah.
Yeah.
How long? In Ireland you'd be in there in an hour.
A day or so, yeah. And there was a massive fine then.
Well,
it's a small offence, big outcome.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. What's the biggest trouble you've got into small? Like a video library is something small.
Mm. Definitely something small.
Wow.
Sorry, Karen.
But you hear of people bringing books back to libraries 40 years later and they just go, that's gas. Yeah, you owe us 25 pence.
Good morning to the Googlers. It stands for Video Home System. All right.
Wow. How did we not know that? What does DVD stand for?
Digital versatile disc.
See, you know that, don't you?
Yeah, because I remember them. So Ian Beale, Adam Mudgett.
Yeah.
Now, I think they may have blown this out of proportions. Basically, the man is doing, he's not on his end at the moment because he's doing a tour, like a theatre. Although it hasn't happened yet.
That's all opening up soon, isn't it?
He did break up with his wife of many, many years last year. And he bought a mobile home, a camper van. So he's living in a field in Devon at the moment. But the only reason he bought it was to avoid having to go to hotels. It's not that he's down on his luck or anything.
Yeah, but like some mobile homes are unbelievable. Oh, I'd live in them myself.
Some
no
of
problem.
Them, there's a little drawer slides out the side and there's a car in there. Now, I don't know if it's that. Like Robert De Niro's one in Meet the Parents.
There's a couple of mobile home places down in sort of Wicklow, Wexford, Waterford. And my God.
And this one has wheels now. This is a driving.
Well, you'd move it. You'd live in this.
Oh, yeah, thing. Yeah.
It's a palace.
There's one down in British Bay. I won't name the place.
I know it, yeah.
The residents might come after me, but it sounds very nice. But anyway, so because he's Ian Beale and he's living in a field in Devon, Ian Field. They're trying to get it. They're trying to sensationalise. I don't think it's as dramatic as it seems. He hasn't been kicked out and he's living in a camper. I think he's chosen to do it. Doesn't it actually sound all right? A few months off regular work.
Yeah.
Everything's on hold for you. Devon, you know, it's all right.
Have we seen a picture of the camper van? Because some of these things
Because he's a man and it's okay to do it to a man, they've taken Ian Beale's head and put it on a really dodgy Walter White looking crystal meth RV and put him in the driver's window and said, this is how he might look.
Well, you know, it could be like the one from Meet the Fockers. Remember that one or whatever it was?
Exactly.
It could be one
I'd live in that forever.
Yeah. Like these things.
It was amazing.
He could have dropped 30 grand on this thing.
I don't. Well, that one in Meet the Fockers is more than 30 grand. Yeah. But
he might have bought something like that. And Devon is apparently gorgeous. So like,
oh, it would be.
Park it up beside the sea.
Hey, Irish people trying to stay local or you know, if you ever have before, you try and book somewhere in Devon, Cornwall, St. Ives.
Forget about it.
The cost of it. So if you could find a field, you'll be all right. Adam, who reportedly gets between 200 and 250,000 euro a year.
You know the fella's good for the moolah.
For playing Ian Beale. Was last seen on screen in January. He was written out for an extended break so he could start an adaptation of Looking Good Dead.
Right. Okay. Well, best of luck to him.
Yeah.
And is he going to use the holiday home? I know comedians that do.
Instead of going to hotels, well, one, it'll save you a fortune. But two, you know, with everything going on, he might want to have his own share.
So stand-up comedians, they go around, when things are normal, they go around from town to town doing a gig, and they either have the choice of driving back to Dublin if that's where they live, or wherever they live, they're driving back or staying in a hotel. If they stay in a hotel, they're cutting massively into their profits because hotels are expensive. And I know of one or two comedians that have a very, basically a converted minivan with a bed in the background of it. And they do all their bits. I think it has probably a toilet. Mm-hmm. And they do all their bits and bobs, do their gig, and they park it up somewhere nice and quiet, and they have a kip, and then they drive home in the morning.
Now, they are dear. The one I had last year, the Volkswagen one that has a big share in it, that's 80,000 euro. So
wow.
They are expensive. But then, you know, you might travel around Europe for the rest of your days in one. So who knows? But you remember he had the breakdown and he left and he had the big bushy beard.
Yes. Are they using that picture?
People are saying that's what he looks like now.
No, he doesn't.
They have.
Well, everyone looked
fans,
a bit like that in the first lockdown.
But fans have said he has a big bushy beard. And I'm like, is that your man Ian Peele? Yeah, it is.
Imagine if you're in the same trailer park as him though. And he's like, all right, how are you doing? Are you your man from EastEnders? Yeah. No, you're not.
Any chips? How did you pull Tasman outway as your wife? And all
or
the other
any women? Of your ex-wives.
Or any of your ex-wives. Including your real-life ex-wife. Sorry to bring it up.
Yeah, he's had an unbelievable array of beautiful ladies.
He has. He really has. Jane. Jane, of course, as well. You liked Jane, didn't you?
I love Jane, yeah.
She was a bog in the
was
end.
It, who was it? Diane? Was it another girl?
I don't know.
It's just been ridiculous.
Was he with Denise as well?
Denise, that's
he wasn't with Denise, was he?
He was with Denise.
The dirty devil.
I know, but like, fair play to him.
Don't come knocking.
How
the camper's rocking.
Is it just because he has a chipper?
And a camper van, yeah.
Right, okay.
And a bushy beard. It's F104.
Okay, so here we go. Sunday is the finale, possibly forever.
It won't be forever.
That's what they're saying. They're going to reveal who H is, and that's the end. They reckon that Genoa Mercurio, is that his name?
Jed Mercurio.
They may have used James Nesbitt to throw everyone off because he was working on another show that he was doing.
Bloodlands.
Yeah. So anyway, this is all about Ted Hastings, Nobby.
Is the wee donkey in here?
That is that's the first one. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph and the wee.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Blank. You have to fill in the Ted Hastings line. So donkey, you know.
Donkey.
I didn't float up the blank in a bubble.
Lagan.
2 out of 2. For years, the security in this department has been watertight. Then you come along, suddenly we're leaking like a blank. Leaking like a blank.
Leo Wrecker.
What leaks?
Loads of things leak.
What leaks is a lot?
The calendar.
Yay! It's 3 out of 3.
Well, you had me with that one.
None of my people would plant evidence.
None of them!
They know I would throw the book at them, followed by the blank.
Followed by the...
Throw the book at them, followed by the blank.
This is the book not to be all and end all.
No.
Followed by the bloody... No. One word.
Do you not know?
No.
Bookshelf.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Followed by the bookshelf. Now we're sucking blank.
Diesel.
My officers conduct themselves to the blank of the law, sir. The blank.
The letter?
Yeah. Look, we've been round the houses, Steve. Round the houses and down the bloody blank.
I only heard this the other day.
We've been round the houses, Steve, and down the bloody blank.
Down the bloody, the pipes.
Drains. I think you should sit down, fella, or I'll blank you to that desk.
Nail you.
Handcuff,
yeah.
Jesus. The letter of the law, fella. Go back to the blank, the pair of you. Unless you got more egg-sucking tips from your for your granny. Go back to the blank, the pair of you. Unless you got more egg-sucking tips for your granny. He has the best lines in it by mile. Does he improvise these?
He says some of them he does. Go back to the...
That's a tough one. Coalface.
Coalface.
And finally, catching criminals is tough enough, but catching blank... God give me strength.
Bent coppers,
fella.
But the saddest part of it all was the other day, Jim.
Throw a bookshelf at you.
When he said something that really will make you quite sad, because does he mean himself, or does he mean Steve, who keeps ignoring the emails? And the line went like this.
Sometimes you don't lose, son. You just run out of time.
Don't you, Ted? No, don't you go. I saw somebody saying that was what Mick McCarthy said as he was leaving. RuPaul's Drag Race winner Simone surprised Lizzo for her birthday celebration in Vegas. And here is the joyous moment.
Vegas,
yeah.
So they were having like a party.
It was Lizzo and five of her, I think they're her friends, they're also her dancers, and they're all in the nip, and they were all on kind of a water feature getting their photo taken.
Oh, that's
out the back having the crack.
One thing she likes to do is party. She's like, whenever you see her on Instagram with her mates having the crack, she goes for it.
That is the perception she gives off anyway.
Yeah. She actually, you know what, I think she's toned it down a bit.
Apart from the other day when they were spraying her hoop with champagne.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, these things happen. Billie Eilish is going to release her new album, Happier Than Ever. It'll be released on the 30th of July. Apparently that's a massive release date for some reason. I don't know why. But that's a massive album release date.
Funny title, Happier Than Ever, because I've heard the first song of it and it's anything but.
It could be ironic.
Yeah, maybe.
Happier Than Ever will be released this summer. It's going to be the second album from the 19-year-old, following up the 29 release of When We All Go to Sleep, Where Do We Go? It's going to be 16 tracks. Phineas is in there as well, helping her out.
Do you know what? For a good few years, 16 seemed like a number that you just wouldn't get anymore. And Bieber came out with 16, and that now seems to be. So people, maybe the fans have given feedback that they want a bit more value for money.
It used to be kind of 12, didn't it?
Oh, you'd be doing well. Sometimes you might get a 10.
Oh, no, no, 12.
But now it's 16.
16, yeah.
So is the quality poorer, or are they just giving more? I don't know.
This is my favourite thing I've ever created. This is Billie Eilish talking, not me. And I'm so excited and nervous, even though it sounds very like me, and eager for you to hear it. I can't even tell you. I've never felt so much love for a project than I do for this one. Hope you feel what I feel.
That's a JLS song.
So, yeah, 30th of July. Seems to be a massive amount of albums get released that day.
Why is that?
I don't know. Is it because it's not the middle of the year? I don't know why.
Phoebe from... I always just call her Phoebe from Bridgerton. Sally Webster's daughter. Is it Dinnerver? Is it Denight? Her new bloke has been accused of breaking quarantine laws after flying from America to join her on a little Stoke-on-Trent visit in the UK.
Stoke-on-Trent was very nice.
Phoebe was snapped arm in arm with American comic Pete Davidson as they went walking in the city last week. Maybe he did do it. They're saying he didn't. Having arrived in London on Thursday, the 27-year-old star from Saturday Night Live was photographed everywhere.
Oh, yes. Dave Bautista explains the difference between him and The Rock as actors, because he's also a wrestler turned actor, and apparently it's to do with the subtlety of their performance. Here's what they said.
He's just there. He's, you know, he's easily, you know, arguably one of the biggest movie stars in the world, and what he's got on and what he's done with himself as far as making himself a household name and a brand, I just would never even try to compete. And to be honest with you, I just don't want to. I'm just, what he's accomplished is not something I'm after. You know, I'm more of, I like to think that I'm a character actor and I'm after diverse roles. I think we all want different things.
What have they done with his voice? He sounds like a robot.
It sounds like it's been recorded through several phone boxes.
I've just been handed a page. The BAFTA nominations have just been announced live right now. Normal People. 4 nominees for the mini series for BAFTA.
Go on, the Normal People.
Adult Material, I May Destroy You, Small Acts and Normal People. 6 nominees for leading actress, Billie Piper, I Hate Susie.
People very strange.
Very good in that.
Very strange.
Jodie Comer, Killing Eve.
Yep.
Letitia Wright, Small Acts. And a few others, but also Daisy Edgar Jones for Normal People. And the 6 nominees for leading actor, John Boyega, Josh O'Connor for The Crown, Sean Park, Small Axe, and Paul Mescal is also in the mix with Normal People.
I'm glad Daisy's been nominated. She hasn't been nominated for anything for that. She was brilliant in that. The whole thing was that was her.
You can't say that anymore.
It was just him staring at her. That's what that show was.
Yeah, that's what that show was. It's about a year ago now, isn't it? It's such a quick year.
It's just flowing, isn't it?
Yeah. No. No. Ask Publican, has it been a quick year? Or a hairdresser.
Alright.
Or someone who does nails.
Fish the dirt, calm down.
It's FM 104. Didn't mean to get all political on you. Sorry, lads.
It's time for a Strawberry Alarm Clock ad break.
Hello, we're the Hatchet family from Bally. And we saved ourselves a fart by buying a hen instead of some eggs. We're saving ourselves €6.50 nearly a week by having a hen laying eggs and not having to buy them in the shop.
The money that we're saving, we use to buy more sausages.
I like eggs. Hen. I bought a hen.
That's right, you said that already.
I love my wife, no matter what anyone says. And I can't believe that she's such a fox and I let her near my hen. Because I thought she might eat the hen, because she's a fox. Be like us. Buy a hen. Eat your eggs. Breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Musk. The new aftershave from Elon Musk.
Well,
spray it on. Give it a whiff. And it'll take her to the moon and back. Musk.
Yeah, basically.
The bang of global domination.
Yeah.
The pong of a smokeless car.
And then.
The sensation of space exploration. Musk.
I mean, basically.
It's mad because his surname is the same as a strong smelling substance used in perfume. Musk.
Yeah, I mean,
Hello, Larry. You coming out to the park?
I can't run. I've got hay fever. That's why I'm wearing this bucket on my head.
You don't have to wear a bucket on your head. You just need an antihistamine. Stops your nose running and your eyes watering really quickly. I took some last summer.
How does it work?
It stops the pollen going up your nose.
So does this bucket, yeah? Pollen doesn't exist. Who makes antihistamines, do you think?
Larry.
Bertie makes antihistamines in his shed.
Bertie who? Are you alright?
I'll take me chances with this bucket, alright? Now go sell crazy someplace else.
Hay fever buckets from Muppets. Payton's still pending.
Hello there. It's me, nature enthusiast and all-round good guy, Dermot Gavin. And this is a public service announcement. All you people who went mad there over the weekend because you got a taste of freedom and sunshine, I've got a message for you. Calm the f*** down. I'm looking at you, party people in Herbert Park. And you too, fun guys on the beach in Salt Hill and Galway. If you go outside and have fun in nature, you hurt that very same nature. So do me a favour and stay inside.
Can you move along there, please?
Sorry, Garda. I'm just sending a message telling everyone to respect the nature.
There's a restricted area, so you're going to need to go.
I'm Dermot Gavin, and I'm nearly done. So back off, pal.
Right, I've got a protester here resisting arrest. Send back up immediately.
No, get down no, there. Sorry, Garda. No, okay.
On the ground.
That really hurt it. I'm not a protester.
I'm on your side. I'm defending the nature. Free the Dermot Gavin one. Move it.
FM104's Instagram with coverinaclick.ie. Low-cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click.
10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM104's Instagram.
We can now go to the telephone device and speak to Ian in Finglas. Good morning, Ian Finglas.
Morning, that's how it is.
Very good. Are we the only people that will ring you today, or will you get other calls?
Probably the only people that ring me, yeah. On this phone, anyway. On the work phone, I won't stop, but on the mobile, probably just yourself.
Weird how it's all gone, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
What's the most popular item at the building providers, would you say?
Decking, anything outdoors.
I heard there's a shortage of bricks at the moment. Is that true?
Not so much. There's a big shortage of decking. Massive shortage of decking and all kinds of timbers.
The fella's now thinking that they're able to put up deck and they won't have a clue what they're at.
Yeah.
I was one of them myself, yeah.
Were you? Yeah.
And is it true that that kind of stuff's going to get more expensive?
Yeah, yeah. It's a time and demand, I suppose.
The reason we're asking him all these questions, by the way, is he works in the builder providers.
Yeah.
So he'd know.
Well, I'm supposed to anyway, yeah.
Right, Ian, how do you normally perform when this is happening in your own mind?
7 or 8 normally, but I suppose the pressure's on today.
Yeah, the main thing is to try and stay calm.
Imagine the slagging you'll get from all the tradespeople you know if you don't do very well here.
I know, yeah. I'd have to turn home and not go into work.
Anything with a 7+, you know, people can't slag you for.
Yeah, that's respectable, yeah.
Now, you know, we have to accept your first answer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go. 2, 1. How many players are there on a football team?
11.
Name 3 original members of One Direction.
Harry Styles, Niall Horan, and Zayn.
From what type of cuisine would you use poppadoms?
Indian.
Traditionally, what industry has rap parties?
Entertainment.
True or false, Justin Bieber performed in a jail recently?
True.
Ottawa is the capital of which country?
Canada.
What Billie Eilish song contains the words "duh"?
Bad guy.
What's Jedward's real surname?
Grimes.
What two colours make up the flags of Denmark, Austria and Poland?
Red and white.
What county is Taoiseach Micheál Martin from?
Cork.
Booyaka, booyaka,
you
booyaka!
You've lucky slacked over, you just won a grand!
Happy day! Oh, brilliant, lad. That's a great way to start my day.
Yeah, you flew through it, man. Sevens, will you stop? Ten!
Brilliant.
Well,
oh, that's great.
Very good, very good.
Thanks, lad.
I thought One Direction was going to get you for a minute.
So did I. I don't know where Zane came from. It's in the back of the mind somewhere.
Yeah, and I would have accepted first names on that as well, so that's no problem. You didn't even have to give us...
Do I get extra points, sir?
Well, nearly, yeah. So 10 out of 10, you're our first winner for about a month, I'd say.
That's brilliant.
You're back through my notebook to check. But yeah, well
two,
done.
Two boys close together, and now you. So, brilliant. Well done. What are you going to spend the money on?
I'll just finish off my decking out the back so it'll go on that.
Pay
more decking.
Pay someone who knows what they're doing. Get them to finish the job.
I might as well. I have the extra food up there now, yeah.
Ian and Finglas, 1,000 euro better off. That's how you do it. Thanks for playing.
Cheers, lads. Thank
have
you.
A good one. Good
well
luck.
Done. If you get 10, let us know. I'll send you emojis, but no cash. Strawberry Alarm Clock at 7:04.
Mr. Drake to you and I there. So, Nessa went golfing yesterday. If you need a refresher, Nessa was our baka!
Baka! And some, there's a kid who texts in every time they hear Nessa's name be mentioned. They shout baka.
Baka!
Baka!
Baka! Here it is here. Which is, you know you've made a mark.
Baka! 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 Baka!
Baka!
So, if you didn't hear it, it's a big golf prank. If you want it, let us know. We'll send it to you. And Nessa wants it. She had the 27th booked to play. I've got the 27th booked. She gets there. The captain has given her his space
for
the day. Oh, yeah. Not only that,
what
she's
a
legend in Beaverstown Golf Course. She's made famous with the golf prank. She got there. She permission to park in the captain's space. They had flowers for her. They gave her a packet of free golf balls. They gave her loads of presents. They gave her chocolates. They gave her all sorts of bits and bobs, prizes. She was chuffed herself. And she got to go out and play her beloved round of golf with the girlos.
Yeah, but the best part is getting to park in the captain's base.
Exactly.
No one gets to do that.
So she's in the captain's base and she's chuffed. Now,
she's a little bit embarrassed as well, though.
What Nessa doesn't realise is, like, when things do reopen, imagine when the bar in Beaverstown opens again. Like, there will be a night.
Bacan
night.
Well, she reckons that's when the real slagging will start. But
she's getting slagged a little bit, but
hasn't been too bad.
She's chuffed. I think she's famous, and golfers are everywhere have heard this call.
There's the white Ford Focus parked in the captain's space.
The most famous thing about Beaverstown Golf Course now is Nessa. So
lovely,
congratulations.
Lovely. Yeah, thank you to everyone who shared that video and listened back to it. We really appreciate it. That's a good story.
Isn't it nice?
Yes.
That was a nice touch. Well done, Beaverstown Golf Club.
Fair play to you.
Hello.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy. Sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
So, one of the moments of the television year has been nominated for a BAFTA, and it comes from the wonderful Nigella Lawson.
Here's what she said, in case you don't remember.
Now, I'm aiming for quite a solid mash at this stage, but I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave. Microwave.
Now, in fairness to her, she's just messing. She's like, you know, it's like saying there's condensation on the window. Like, she was only messing.
Are you sure, Jim?
Yeah, sure. But if you ever watch her cookery shows, she can't chop anything up, right? And then she looks demented when she's stirring anything.
No one's looking at what she's chopping, Jim.
No, they are. And then she's just smiling to herself like she knows a secret about something. And then she throws things into her mouth the way an animal would. So an animal, if it picked up a slice of bread, say a Labrador picked up a slice of bread, it would hold the bread in its mouth, then throw it in the air and catch it and kind of gobble it down the back of its throat. That's the way she eats from her fridge.
She's also, when one of the lads has a really hot ma, every group has one, who can also cook. You know, that's what she is to people.
Yeah, my jury's out on the cooking thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't be heating milk in microwave. You get a skin on it.
She's very beautiful, but...
Or the microwave, sorry.
She's gone very strange with what she does. She made a curry out of banana skins. Come on.
Oh yeah,
microwavy.
Well, she's up for a BAFTA, as is Daisy Edgar, Paul Mescal, and the show itself, nominated in the last 3 hours, or sorry, an hour actually.
So yeah, miniseries BAFTA is adult material. I May Destroy You, Normal People, and Small Axe. Nominees for leading actress, the very tough one, this one. Billy Piper, I Hate Susie, very strange show. Daisy Edgar Jones, Normal People, she's brilliant. Hayley Squires, Jodie Comer, Letitia Wright, and Michaela Cole. There's a couple I haven't seen there, but Normal People, Daisy Edgar Jones, she really deserves something.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
100%, fella.
Grimes has been defending Elon Musk on TikTok, so people were engaging with him on his account, and he was like, oh, they're accusing Elon Musk of destroying the planet and humanity. I don't know if that's... Now, what are they getting at? Are they getting at, like, batteries and electric cars? I'd imagine overall he's trying to do good. No?
But the artist responded to criticism of Musk on the video sharing platform after uploading a video of herself sword dancing to The Weeknd and Ariana Grande's recent remix collaboration, Save Your Tears.
Song wasn't really doing anything, so they got Ariana Grande to help it.
A trapped Russian on a Chinese reality show has finally been allowed to leave. Vladislav Ivanov, who pleaded with fans to kick him off the show, became trapped due to his popularity. After nearly 3 months of taking part in a Chinese...
Did he not know what he was signing up for?
It's twice the length of Big Brother. Yeah, but surely you should be allowed to leave when you change your mind. Go into the diary room and say, I want to leave, and the funny little door opens.
But what if your ratings are flying and you're causing it to be so successful?
Well, Vladislav joined Produce Camp 2021 as a Chinese translator, but after directors of the show noticed he's very handsome, they asked him whether he'd like to take part in the competition himself, and he said, yeah, go on. But then unfortunately for him, they wouldn't let him out, and he was stuck in there for the last few months.
Is there a song about him? Come on, Eurovision.
Bieber's got dreadlocks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he snapped himself on Instagram. Maybe he got the dreadlocks to go into the prison to perform, but which helped win €1,000 this morning on Instagram. But yeah, he's got dreadlocks now. He's sporting them.
Can't imagine what he looks like with dreads. Probably like anyone who's been
grand
on holidays.
They're grand. They don't not suit him. They're grand.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Strange individual.
Makes him look a bit tougher, you know.
He's a strange individual. I'll say that about him.
Just in, Nobby. Just in, Iceland. If you have an Iceland near you, they're keeping things sweet this summer. There's a new ice lolly range coming back exclusively to the Irish stores.
Mm-hmm.
You will have wham bar flavour.
Oh.
Cola bottle flavour.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. Foam banana flavour.
Don't like foam bananas.
Nougat.
Oh, nougat.
Milk bottles.
Yeah.
Especially, it'd be perfect if you...
They're like white cola bottles.
They are milk bottles.
Yeah, they're like cola bottles, but they're white.
That's right, yeah. Sherbet fountain. I was thinking of the teeth. Sherbet fountain. Anglo bubbly. Don't know what that is.
Anglo bubbly?
Don't know what that is. And milkshake flavour. They'll all be ice lollies you can have.
Now, when you saw ice lollies, I mean, is that an ice pop, is it?
Ice pop, yeah. They call them an
ice lolly.
Ice lolly, they call them in the UK.
I really thought of the country.
Can have a lolly and a bottle of pop.
I really thought of Iceland, the country, when you started. I thought, oh, here they go. What are they allowed open?
I haven't heard anything about Iceland. How are they doing with all this?
I don't really know. You can enjoy a lot of Iceland outdoors. It's always cold.
There's a lot of geysers there.
Everyone's related to everyone, so I don't know.
I don't think
actually.
Everyone's related to everyone.
Ah, there's a lot of people related to each other. Yeah,
you told us facts about Iceland before, and you were completely wrong.
I heard a story that you got $60,000.
You don't,
if you went to Iceland and you hooked up one of their beautiful women, because they were trying to widen the gene pool. Then we looked that up,
and it was completely false.
Also, I said this to Dara O'Brien, who, of course, he understands black holes and everything. So I think he went looking into this. He was like, "Are you sure?" I was told about it.
In the back of his taxi on the way away from here, he would have just thought, no, that's not right.
Now,
he was about to gig there, wasn't he? And he thought, oh, that's brilliant.
He was, actually.
That's
brilliant
if that's true.
Yeah, he was. There's this guy, I believe this guy's name, Kripa Vanarasi, right? He sounds like a science dude. The other guy is called Dave Smith.
All right, Dave.
The two of them have come up with a partnership with Colgate, but not only Colgate. Think of all these other companies. How many things do you have made of plastic that you don't get every little bit out of it, including the toothpaste tube?
Oh, yeah, okay.
The ketchup bottle.
Yeah.
Think of all the products. They have come up with a thing, a gizmo gadget. Don't ask me how it works. Colgate are the first to buy it, and it will mean you'll get every single drop of toothpaste or ketchup out, and it's reducing waste.
That's a good idea. It must be some kind of sucker machine. Cause
I don't know what the hell it is, but that's a big one. There'll be no more fights in houses over, will you stop squeezing the toothpaste from the top? It will be all used. Isn't that good news?
Do you remember the toothpaste things you could get that had a little pump on it?
Yeah, yeah. Still get them.
Can you?
Yeah.
I don't buy them though.
You've got to push it up from the bottom and then it squeezes.
That's it.
Oh,
yeah.
You can still get them. Yeah.
You still get them. I haven't got them in a long time. Yeah. I remember them.
Are they really dentists in those ads when they go, you should try Sensodyne?
Here's a question for you.
Very good looking dentists.
There's an ad on the TV, and it's for teeth whitening or teeth health.
Hey, do you need braces?
And there's a girl in it. Yeah. And the whole ad starts on her a close-up of her bum. And she's on a bike doing a spin class.
What's that got to do with braces?
It's a very famous ad. And it's just like a close-up on her bum.
It's a lifestyle thing.
Yeah, I know. But like it's just her bum. Like it's a close-up of her bum.
Yeah, I'm still not seeing the problem, Jim.
This is a product for teeth. And then she's fit as a fiddle and she's working out. And they show her then from the front and she's working out. And she's jiggling around on this thing. And then it turns, she says, I really like... She has a bite of an apple. And then like she goes, oh, do you know what I want? And her teeth are gorgeous to begin with.
Of course they are. She uses the product.
And she goes, oh, do you know what? I just really need to keep my teeth clean. And what I use is this. But I don't understand why they have a close-up of her
bum. I suppose it's giving you the vision of the perfect life. You know, she's fit. She's active. She's healthy. It's aspirational. Blame Instagram. You know, if you want to be like this girl in every way, you should use this toothpaste.
I think it was just done by a man who wanted, he thought, you know, this bum will get people's attention.
Yeah, close-up bum shots.
Close-up bum shot for no reason.
It's kind of a thing of the past.
Well, this is a current ad.
Yeah, that is a bit weird. What's it for? Is she a girl or a woman?
Well, she's a girl or a woman. Well, she's a woman, yeah.
She's a woman, like, yeah, an adult. What are you getting at there? Morning, lads. How are you? One of my mates' brother's in one of those ads, and yes, he's a real dentist.
Oh.
They're very good-looking dentists.
They have to be, I think.
Well, yes, because it's an ad. You ever met a dentist that hot?
I don't think so.
Anyway, I must look out for that ad.
Yeah, you can't have missed it. She's on all the time. She's got black hair.
Right. And the other strange thing we've noticed this morning is Lord Farquhar.
Well, now, somebody's noticed this, and I think there's somebody on Instagram has found this. I don't know which Shrek this was in, but Lord Farquhar is in bed, and he asks the magic mirror to show him a picture of the princess.
Which is all kinds of creepiness, really, when
and
you look back.
You can't really go into too much detail, but it looks like Lord Farquhar is very, very happy to see the princess picture. Which is odd. In a kid's film.
He's lying in the bed, cocktail in his hand, chilling out. The fire's lighting there in the background.
Again. Show me again. Mirror, mirror, show her to me. Show me the princess.
Even the look from the mirror is a bit, you weirdo.
Ah, perfect.
And then just at that moment,
he looks very, very happy to see her.
Yeah.
And it's very odd. Now, some people have just noticed this now, and it's kind of gone viral today.
Who does his voice again?
I don't know.
It's a very familiar voice to me. But anyway, yeah, it's a little bit weird. It's only 37.
If you look up on YouTube, Shrek, Lord Farquhar bed scene, and get to the sort of like the end of it, just as after he sees the picture of her.
The written piece actually says, gets a little excited over Princess Fiona.
Yeah, he gets a little excited, yeah. But nobody knows.
I know they put in jokes for adults, but that's a bit weird.
That is a bit strange.
Check it out. And if you find the girl on that spinning bike, send us the link, please.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.